Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive? This week we're hanging out with the Breida community.
The Breida community.
Yeah, they're this global group, all sorts of people sharing their lives, you know, through podcasts. And we get to listen in on a whole week of their conversations.
Sounds interesting.
Oh, it is. We're talking work frustrations, cultural quirks, even the price of, get this, endives.
Endives.
Endives. Trust me, it's more interesting than it sounds. But first, what I find fascinating about these Breida folks is they don't shy away from the everyday stuff, you know?
Right. Those little things we all experience.
Exactly. Like in Thinking Solutions, one of their conversations we hear from Heiko.
Heiko.
Yeah, Heiko. He works at this big corporation and he's going crazy trying to get a simple price increase approved. All the bureaucracy. It's maddening.
The classic corporate struggle. It seems like there's this constant tension, right? This push for agility and innovation. But so many companies are stuck in their old ways.
It's like they're afraid of change.
Maybe. Or maybe they just haven't figured out how to adapt. But it makes you wonder, why are some organizations so resistant, even when it leads to frustration and inefficiency?
It's a head-scratcher, for sure. And speaking of work cultures, the Breida community had this other conversation on the hamster wheel. They were comparing work experiences in different countries.
Oh, I'd love to hear about that.
So Ritesh, he's in India, talks about this intense pressure to perform, climb the corporate ladder, you know.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But then Monica, she's in Australia, describes a much more laid-back approach, prioritizing work-life balance.
It's amazing how these cultural differences shape our whole outlook on work.
It really is. Makes you realize that this whole work-life balance thing might mean something totally different depending on where you are in the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But some things seem pretty universal, though, like the anxieties that come with a changing workforce, burnout, automation.
No one's immune to that these days.
Definitely not. And what I find interesting is how people navigate these anxieties. We see Heiko trying to carve out autonomy within this bureaucratic system, Ritesh striving for success in a high-pressure environment.
Even Frank, the founder of the Breida community himself, he's always looking for more freedom and flexibility in his work.
It's like everyone's trying to find their own rhythm in this global symphony of work.
I like that. It's not always a smooth melody, though, is it?
Definitely not. Sometimes it's more like free jazz. Speaking of unexpected melodies, let's talk about Natalie.
Oh, Natalie.
Yeah, in their conversation Normality, she describes living in Seoul. You get these North Korean balloons carrying waste and electronics regularly drift into the city.
You're kidding.
Nope. And what struck me was how Natalie describes this as normal, just part of life.
Wow.
It's like, how do we adapt to these unsettling global realities? How do we cope when it feels like the world is constantly throwing curveballs?
Yeah, it's easy to feel overwhelmed, kind of like when you're constantly bombarded with negative news headlines. It starts to get to you, you know?
Absolutely. And it brings up this important point about mental well-being, especially in today's world. How do we acknowledge these anxieties, even the small ones, without letting them consume us?
That's the million-dollar question. And speaking of small anxieties, we have to talk about Frank's endive detective story.
Endive detective. Okay, you have my attention.
So Frank, he's at the supermarket, right? And he's going on this whole rant about how much the prices have gone up, especially for endives.
Endives again. What is it, Frank and endives?
I know, right? But it goes beyond the endives. He's talking about feeling manipulated by the system, like these rising prices are personal attack, and then he gets into it with this grumpy couple at the supermarket.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It's like the endives become this symbol for everything that's wrong with the world in that moment.
And how do they respond?
They're not too happy with him, let's just say that. It's a whole thing. But you know what's interesting? Compare Frank's endive meltdown to Celine and Alexandra's approach to shopping. They have this conversation called stress-free shopping, and it's a totally different vibe.
How so?
They're all about mindful shopping, supporting local businesses, finding their own sense of peace in a world that can feel chaotic.
It's amazing how differently people can respond to the same pressures.
It really is.
In a world that often feels beyond our control, I wonder, how can we, like Celine and Alexandra, find those pockets of agency in our everyday lives?
That's a great question, and one that I'm sure many of our listeners are pondering as well.
It makes you think, you know, how much of our experience is shaped by our own perception of control.
It's so true. And speaking of control, or maybe the lack of it, let's talk about another big one. Fitting in.
Getting in.
Yeah, finding your people, your place. Like in the village life conversation, Frank and Sylvie, They're new to the small village and they're feeling like outsiders trying to figure out all the unspoken rules.
I can relate to that.
Right. It's tough being the new kid on the block. But here's the thing. Natalia, Rosie's niece, she's going through something similar in Natalia's New York.
In New York City.
Yeah, she's there as an au pair, trying to navigate this whole new world. Talk about a crash course in culture.
So both navigating new environments, but worlds apart, literally.
Exactly. One's a tiny village, everyone knows everyone, and the other is a bustling city full of strangers. Yet both are searching for that same thing, connection, belonging.
It's a fundamental human need, isn't it? That feeling of belonging. I wonder if it ever really goes away.
It's a good question. But you know what else has this way of connecting people across cultures?
What's that?
Music.
Ah, right. The about concerts conversation.
Yeah, Frank and Ritesh were talking about how popular Western music is in India, even artists like Taylor Swift. And that led to a whole discussion about, you guessed it, concert ticket prices.
Of course. Seems like those are going up everywhere, not just for Taylor Swift, I bet.
Sadly, yeah. Mumbai, Manhattan, doesn't matter. It's a global phenomenon.
Makes you wonder, will live music become something only accessible to the wealthy? Or will things shift, you know, become more fair and accessible for everyone?
It's a conversation that needs to happen, for sure. But speaking of cultural experiences, we have to talk about Diwali. Ritesh did a fantastic job explaining it all to Frank.
It was like a little cultural exchange right there in the podcast.
I know. The traditions, the stories, how it's evolved. You could feel his passion.
It's amazing how much we can learn from each other just by sharing those stories, those traditions.
Right. And they don't always have to be about big celebrations either. Later on, in Lessons from Ritesh's Grandmother, Ritesh talks about grocery shopping in India.
Grocery shopping?
Yeah. His grandmother's advice. Comparing rural markets to supermarkets. It's fascinating.
It's those little details, the everyday stuff, that really bring a culture to life.
It's so true. Because in those moments, we realize that maybe we're not so different after all, right?
Exactly.
It really makes you think about how much we share, no matter where we come from.
It's like the more things change, the more they stay the same, right?
Right. Exactly.
We're all just trying to figure it out, find our place.
And maybe a good deal on endives while we're at it.
Well, can't argue with that.
Touché. But on a serious note, you know, as we wrap up our deep dive with the Brita community.
It really makes you appreciate the power of listening, doesn't it?
It does. Just hearing those stories, those different perspectives.
It's like a window into someone else's world.
And it reminds us that we're all connected in ways we might not realize.
More connected than ever, I'd say, even with all the division in the world.
That's a good point. So as you've been listening to the Brita community, what's resonated with you? What connections have you made to your own life?
That's a good question. I think for me, it's that reminder that we're not alone in our struggles.
We all have those moments.
We do. And sometimes just hearing someone else voice those same anxieties, those same joys, it makes the world feel a little smaller, a little less overwhelming.
A little more human, maybe.
Exactly.
Well said. And on that note, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive. But as always, the conversation doesn't have to end here.
Right. Keep it going.
Exactly. Tell us what you thought, what surprised you, what resonated with you. You can find us on all the socials, and we'd love to hear from you. Until next time, happy listening.